God is good. He's coming back soon. Little secret between me and him. Coming back soon. I was watching the Southern voting system. And I saw something a little I expected. The Democrats were running on two things. Abortion, that was their main objective, and the Green New Deal. You know what a Green New Deal is? I haven't figured it out yet, but I know what abortion is. And with the price of gas way up there, the food banks, the food shelves empty in the stores, fuel running out, you were wondering what determines a person to vote for something like that. You know what it is? An evil heart. An evil heart. If it wouldn't be for the grace of God, God would have killed them all like Sodom and Gomorrah. Because they voted for the killing of babies. That's why we can almost say they almost won. But it was so shocking that a human being, so many human beings, would simply don't care how hungry they get, how much gas they pay, how their houses just skyrocket, nobody can afford anything. They would rather starve to death than not being able to kill their young. That's how demonic and completely depraved many people in North America are, not only in the States, also here. And I say there's only one thing that can help us. Either the grace of God, the power of God hits this planet, or God takes us out of here. So I want to teach on God taking us out of here. This one I've been reading for years and years and waiting for it for years and years, expecting it for years and years. Still waiting. Will I be able to wait long enough? I don't know. These days, I don't know. Because the way things are going, it does not seem very good. But I'll give you something to enjoy, something to think about, and something to hope for. But before I get into this message, let's rise and ask the Lord for blessing. Heavenly Father, you will open the hearts of all those who are watching through the internet, those who are here. Let them find joy and peace in this message. Lord, you will bless them. You will make us a blessing to all around us as we have this great hope of your soon returning for us. Hallelujah. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I love that one. It cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit. Neither does corruption inherit corrupt incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die. Some of us are going to be alive. We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, not disappear. We shall be changed. I have a feeling we will be able to still spend a little time here on earth talking to people we love after we've been changed. How do I know that? It's happened before. When the resurrection of Jesus was, people rose from the grave. They went into the city and talked to their loved ones. And many, many turned to Christ. And I believe this is why many, during the tribulation, many, many, many millions during the tribulation will turn to the Lord. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. We will one day have a body that's going to be immortal. No more sickness, no more disease, no more coughing, no more itching all the time. I can name you a few new ones that I learned of lately since I've come from the hospital. But that's okay, as long as you don't have it. It says in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as others sorrow, which have no hope." We have hope. We know something's better on ahead. For if we believe that Jesus died, rose again, even so also them that sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall also come, becoming all unto the coming of the Lord, will not prevent them that are asleep. For this we say unto you, that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a voice. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then it goes on to say, wherefore comfort one another with these words. If you look at wherefore comfort yourself with these words, that scripture is only found in Thessalonians. Comfort one another. And it's talking about the rapture. There are many Christians who nowadays go through some very tough times, especially the last 2 years. Now it seems to be getting better. But it's awful what they would do to the Christian if God would only allow them. But he doesn't. He'll keep his. Yes, there are those who are going to die. Yes, there are those who are going to suffer. But in most cases, the Christian will be protected by God. And he tells us to comfort one another with these words. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath. Hallelujah. We are not appointed for the great tribulation. We will not go there. I don't care how many people say, however which way it pans out. No, it's going to pan out this way. He's going to take us unto himself before the great and terrible tribulation. Then all hell will break loose. It says, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we wake or sleep, whether we live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. Wherefore, comfort yourself. How much is there to comfort these days when you look at the world system? Not very much. You don't know what's going to happen. You're basically in limbo. We don't know here or we don't know there from day to day. God has a plan, though, and he will bring it to fruition. So he says, comfort yourself, for I will take you unto myself. How many of you are ready for that day? If Jesus would come today in a split second, there's not going to be two split seconds. One split second, you'll be changed. And then you are going to spend the rest of your eternity with God. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 28, listen to this. I love it. This is why I feel it can be today yet. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. He's not going to fool around very much longer. He's going to finish that work. He started, and he's going to cut it short in righteousness. Those who are righteous, those will go with him. Those who are not, they will simply have to spend their time in the tribulation. But the tribulation is basically kindergarten's picnic compared to the eternal lake of fire. I got a glimpse of it once upon a time. Let me tell you, it's not pretty. You do not want anyone to go to hell. So this is why God says we need to preach the gospel. We need to use our money for the preaching of the gospel. We need to try and reach the world so that everyone will have a chance to hear. For once they cross this line, it's going to be too late for them forever. That window of time will never, ever come back. So pray for your loved ones. God promises that He will stand in the gap. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for those around you. Pray as much as you possibly can. And God will bless you, and He will show you on how to deal with situations, even with people who are not interested. So open your heart to this. I got a short sermon today, so open your heart to this. But I'm sure you heard a lot. You enjoyed it. Thank you. Let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.